7230.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. On our site, you'll find all kinds of features, and they're all completely free. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give it away. freetalklive.com. Talking about non-violent so-called crimes or consensual crimes like smoking marijuana. In fact, last hour we spent quite a bit of time going through the history of marijuana prohibition, the sordid, sick history involving politicians, ignorance, Henry Anslinger, this guy who's in charge of the essentially the first drug cop in the United States, William Randolph Hearst, newspaper magnate, and it's just a despicable history full of lies, propaganda, half-truths, and just racism and anti-competitive business practices as well. Then there's a little bit more to the story. But coming up, Mark, I know you've got a story about somebody who's been charged with this whole online gambling situation. So continuing with the consensual crimes theme, we'll get to that here in moments. But let's continue with Henry Anslinger as a precursor to the drug czar. This story, by the way, coming to you from Salon.com, also the Drug War Rant, drugwarrant.com. Anslinger, Henry Anslinger, was essentially the nation's first drug czar, even though the term didn't exist, or the United States' first drug czar, even though the term didn't exist until William Bennett's position as director of the White House Office of National Drug Policy. Anslinger acted in a similar fashion.
They couldn't very well use a term like drug czar back in the early 1900s when there still was a czar. I don't know if the time frame's exactly right, but
in Russia,
there had been in everyone's recent memory.
Oh, by the way, William Bennett, we actually got to see that guy speak last year.
Mm-hmm, we did.
We were at a talk radio convention. Oh, he is just a scummy dude, isn't he?
Well,
he was boring, and he got on stage, and this is a radio convention, a talk radio convention, where talk show hosts and program providers and the people behind the scenes in the business get together, all in the same place, and they talk about the business. Well, they had this guy opening the breakfast brunch.
Because the company, was it
Salem
that carries him as their morning show,
right?
They sponsored this particular, you know, sponsored heavily in this event, so therefore they got to add the speakers.
They got to pimp out their newest show, which is Bill Bennett.
So what he did is he essentially talked about politics the whole time.
Yeah, that's all he did. He got up on stage at an event where everyone wants to talk about the business.
And I was offended.
And talked about his political views.
Then again, I'm easily offended.
I was bored and offended by this guy. And it's disgusting that a talentless hack like him can be on 160-something radio stations in this country.
Well, he has name recognition.
That's all it takes. It doesn't take much, apparently, in radio.
Well,
just be a former drug czar, and you can have your own radio show.
We're going to work our way up, and we're going to have 160
That's right.
stations.
We will. In fact, there are some amazing parallels between Henry Anslinger and the current drug czar, John Walters. Both had a kind of carte blanche to go around demonizing drugs and drug users. Both had resources and a large public podium for the voice to be heard and promote their personal agenda. Both lied constantly, often when it was unnecessary. Both were racists. Both had the ear of lawmakers. And both realized that they could persuade legislators and others based on lies, particularly if they could co-opt the media into squelching or downplaying any opposition views. Anslinger even had the ability to circumvent the First Amendment. He actually banned the Canadian movie Drug Addict, a 1946 documentary that realistically depicted the drug addicts and law enforcement efforts.
Hmm.
He even tried to get Canada to ban the movie in their own country, or failing that, to prevent U.S. citizens from even seeing the movie in Canada.
Are you kidding?
Nope. And Canada refused, thankfully. Today, drug czar John Walters is trying to bully Canada into keeping its harsh marijuana laws. Anslinger had 37 years to solidify the propaganda and stifle opposition. The lies continued the entire time, although the stories would adjust. The 21-year-old Florida boy who killed his family of five got younger each time he told the story. In 1961, Anslinger looked back at his efforts and said, quote, "Much of the most irrational juvenile violence, and that has written a new chapter of shame and tragedy, is traceable directly to this hemp intoxication. A gang of boys tear the clothes from two schoolgirls and rape the screaming girls, one boy after the other. A 16-year-old kills his entire family of five in Florida. A man in Minnesota puts a bullet through the head of a stranger on the road. In Colorado, a husband tries to shoot his wife, kills her grandmother instead, then kills himself. Every one of these crimes had been preceded by the smoking of one or more marijuana reefers.
Hmm.
As the marijuana situation grew worse, I knew action had to be taken to get the proper legislation passed. By 1937, under my direction, the Bureau launched two important steps. First, a legislative plan to seek from Congress a new law that would place marijuana and its distribution directly under federal control. Second, on radio and at major forums such that presented annually by the New York Herald Tribune, I told the story of this evil weed of the fields and riverbeds and roadsides. I wrote articles for magazines. Our agents gave hundreds of lectures to parents, educators, social and civic leaders. In network broadcasts, I reported on the growing list of crimes, including murder and rape. I described the nature of marijuana and its close kinship to hashish. I continued to hammer at the facts. I believe we did a thorough job, for the public was alerted, and the laws to protect them were passed, both nationally and at the state level. And yes, they've done such a great job at protecting us from marijuana, haven't they?
Yeah, God knows the use of marijuana hasn't spread since he gave these speeches and they outlawed that stuff.
Calm down! There's nobody using pot anymore in America. Thanks, Henry. We also brought under control, says Anslinger, the wild growing marijuana in this country. Working with local authorities, we cleaned up hundreds of acres of marijuana and uprooted plants sprouting along the roadsides. On a break from college in the 1970s.
God knows that wasn't a waste of time.
Back to the article's author. I was visiting a church in rural Illinois. In the literature racks in the back of the church was a lurid pamphlet about the evils of marijuana. Yeah, all the old reefer madness propaganda about how it caused insanity and murder. I approached the minister and said, "You can't have this in your church. It's all lies. And the church shouldn't be about promoting lies." Fortunately, my dad believed me and he had the material removed. He didn't even know how it got there. But without me speaking up, neither he nor the other members of the church had any reason not to believe what the pamphlet said. The propaganda machine had really been that effective. The story since then has been a continual litany of politicians wanting to appear tough on crime and passing tougher and tougher penalties, consistent increases in spending on law enforcement and prisons, because the more people they put in, the more money they get in the budget next year.
It just creates a bigger and bigger program.
Racist application of drug laws, taxpayer-funded propaganda in the form of the anti-drug commercials you see on television these days, stifling of opposition speech, political contributions from corporations that profit from marijuana being illegal. In fact, that's an interesting little point, and that is that Partnership for Drug-Free America, you know who's behind it, right?
I would imagine the major broadcasters.
Pharmaceuticals, alcohol, and those types.
I see.
Those are the ones behind those.
Well, they do stand to benefit from marijuana remaining illegal, but think about the advertisers for a minute. The ONDCP has to pay going rate for those ads, and there's a lot of those ads out there. I don't know about you, but I'd love to be able to name my rate, and I know you wouldn't allow any ONDCP ads on our air, and I would agree with you on principle.
Yeah.
But I sure would like to charge them $300 a spot.
Yeah. Well, we could do it, but then we just surround it with competing spots. Maybe we'd run an ONDCP.
Even you could be bought for $300.
For $300 a spot? Yeah.
Could we make fun of it on the way back in?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we'd have to. All right, so there you go. The history, the sordid history of marijuana prohibition right here in the United States. And as you might imagine, the history of other drugs, LSD, ecstasy, other drugs have also been affected by similar lies and demonization and just distortions on the part of the politicians who are pushing this agenda and whoever the interest groups are that are pushing for these drugs to be outlawed. And after the war on marijuana was created, the interest groups are primarily the government itself because they want to expand their power. The DEA, which is the new version of the Bureau of Narcotics from back in the day, the DEA wants to expand its sphere of influence over as many drugs as it possibly can. That's why they're pushing for salvia to be made illegal. That's why they would like to see other new designer drugs being added to the list. That's not because they want to keep kids safe. It's because they want to hire new bureaucrats, expand the program, have more asset forfeiture where they can take your house and your car and all those sorts of things.
Oh, I think they convince themselves that they're doing the right thing in the process. I mean,
possibly.
Humans are able to do that.
Well, they're doing the wrong thing. They're hurting people, and they're destroying the economy and enriching criminals. And it needs to end. Anyway, we're going to testify in favor of decriminalizing marijuana tomorrow morning. We'll bring you that story and more. Also on the way, gambling. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with
and Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. And that does include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience, freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it privacy? Well, register now for the February of 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include anti-real ID activist Jim Harper from the Cato Institute. Also in attendance will be New Hampshire residents and legislators active in the fight against the National Real ID. But freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So we've been talking about things that are consensual crimes, like smoking pot. And now we're going to move into gambling, because there have been a crackdown recently within the last year. We brought you two stories, I think, in 2006 about various different gambling online casino executives who were arrested when they entered the United States, arrested on charges of, I don't know, operating an online casino or something like that. And then towards the end of 2006, they also passed a law at the federal level after Washington State had passed its own law. They passed a federal level law outlawing Americans from playing online poker or any sort of online gambling. And they asked the banks and the financial institutions of the United States to be the enforcers of the law. In that, if, for instance, Mark, you wanted to go and play some online poker...
Well, they didn't ask. They told them that you will be the enforcers.
Thank you. If you wanted to go and play online poker, and you went to whatever.com, Golden Palace, or whatever they are.
Right.
And you, you know, it asks you for a credit card number. If you were to put in an American credit card number, the American credit card company is supposed to know, because when you do a credit card transaction, there's information that that changes hands.
Right.
Each bank says, hi, I'm a bank, and okay, you can take money from here, and we'll send it over there. Well, they essentially were to say, okay, well, if this bank, if the processor, the processors of the transaction shows up on this banned list, essentially, the list of people who are running these gambling websites, if they show up on this banned list, you are not to process those transactions.
Right, so they, you know, they may very well allow them to gamble, but you know, they're not going to get paid if they lose.
Right, you can't. I mean, you got to put money into the pot before they're going to even allow you to pay. So now United States people, individuals, are having to go through circuitous routes in order to actually get on these websites and gamble. And of course they're going to do it. But now there's some more breaking news in this whole gambling crackdown.
Well, it's one of these companies that processes internet gambling transactions. They've arrested some founders of these companies. Two founders from the AP, two founders of a company which processes internet gambling transactions were arrested and charged with laundering billions of dollars in gambling proceeds. Federal prosecutors announced on Tuesday. I thought the story was from yesterday, but apparently they're saying it happened today. The charges against the former NetTeller PLC directors, John David Lefebvre, 55, and Stephen Eric Lawrence, 46, both Canadian citizens.
Wait, former?
What's that?
You said they're the former directors?
I'm sorry, the former NetTeller PLC directors.
Okay, because NetTeller, well, this is interesting. I'll let you go on, and we'll talk about NetTeller.
Okay.
Go on.
All I know is what the AP says here. I mean, I'm just reading a story that I really don't have much background on besides this. We're contained in two criminal complaints unsealed in the U.S. District Court in Manhattan on Monday. U.S. District Attorney Michael Garcia said in a statement, the prosecutor said the men, when they took their company public, that all its activities were illegal. They knew that this was the case. Blatant violations of U.S. law are not a mere risk to be disclosed to prospective investors, Garcia said. Criminal prosecutions related to online gambling will be pursued even in cases where assets and defendants are positioned outside of the United States. They're saying that we're going to go after these guys, and we don't care where they are.
Wait, where were they arrested? In the U.S.? I missed that part.
I believe that they were in the U.S.
Okay.
Yes. FBI Assistant Director Mark L. Mayerson said the multi-billion-dollar online gambling industry was a colossal criminal enterprise masquerading as legitimate business.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yep. I love the quotes in this.
Somehow they're criminals because they're on the internet, and yet the gambling casinos in Las Vegas, no criminals in
there.
They're
criminals because they said that it was a crime.
Existing gambling monopolies in this country,
right,
the governments and the those in Vegas would like to ensure that they stay criminalized.
Yep. Lefebvre and Lawrence were charged in connection with the creation and operation of an internet payment services company that facilitated the transfer of billions of dollars of illegal gambling proceeds from U.S. citizens to the owners of overseas internet gambling companies. Lefebvre was arrested Monday in Malibu, California, was scheduled to appear in U.S.
Wow, slow down. Let me explain what's happened now.
Okay.
As I understand it, they've just arrested two of the major players in NetTeller.
Mm-hmm.
NetTeller, there's not two T's, it's NetTeller.com.
That's correct.
We've actually talked about Netteller in the past. As some of our listeners, for instance, we talk about the AMP program where you can go and send $3 a month to Free Talk Live to support the show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's through PayPal. And as you know, PayPal is the world's, probably the world's leader in internet money transactions. Netteller is one of PayPal's competitors.
Mm.
Netteller is claimed to be the fastest way to pay and be paid online. Open a free Netteller account. You can send money to friends and online merchants in 5 minutes. So they're definitely competing with PayPal. And it seems like what's going on here, according to what the article just said, they arrested these guys because Netteller was the transaction service they used that was the intermediary mm-hmm. between U.S. citizens and the gambling companies. Because they simply processed transactions. That's what these guys were arrested for.
Correct.
Because they processed
laundering
transactions.
Billions of dollars.
That's so outrageous that they're making these claims. And I wonder if PayPal has anything to do with this.
It could very well.
Go on.
You know, eBay's a huge player in...
eBay owns PayPal.
Yes,
you're right.
Lawrence, who presides in Paradise Island, Bahamas, was arrested Monday in the U.S. Virgin Islands and will appear in federal court on Wednesday.
Mm.
In 1999, the men founded Netteller, which is based in the Isle of Man, which is a publicly traded, in the United Kingdom.
That's right.
The company began processing internet gambling transactions in approximately July 2000, allowing companies to transfer money from U.S. customers to bank accounts overseas. Prosecutors cited Netteller's 2005 annual report saying that Lawrence and Lefebvre enabled the company to provide payment services to more than 80% of worldwide gambling merchants.
Great!
Yeah.
People want to gamble.
Right.
And these people
they're
made
acting
it happen.
Like, like it wasn't legal a year ago.
Right, it was.
I know, but they're acting like it wasn't. Like this is a scourge on man.
Right.
Lawrence Lefebvre.
Well, they should have known all along they were enriching the criminals, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody who sets up an online poker website is a criminal mastermind.
Even if it wasn't illegal. Lawrence left the company's board of directors in October.
Even if it wasn't illegal, and even if it was vetted by third-party gambling accuracy providers, which many gambling websites are.
I would imagine they do.
Their programming is checked. Their programming is vetted to make sure that it's not a scam.
Sure, I wouldn't gamble on a site that I didn't feel was fair. Anyway, let's see. Lawrence left the company's board of directors in October, while Lefebvre left in December 2005. Prosecutors said together the men owned as much as 35% of the company's outstanding shares. Garcia noted the company acknowledged when it went public that U.S. law prohibited people from promoting certain forms of gambling, including internet gambling and transmitting funds that are known to have been derived from criminal activity.
So it sounds like they're trying to essentially help the U.S. people enforce their current laws. We'll come back with more on this. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231 in here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
What do Adam Smith, Karl Marx, and John Maynard Keynes have in common? Well, they're the subject of laissez-faire books, January Lysander Spooner Award winner, and it's a new book by Mark Skousen. He turns his eye on the three most prominent figures in economics. Check out The Big Three in Economics and other books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. Laissez-faire books, lfb.com.
Our number is 800-259-9231. We're talking about a story of international importance. It involves two former executives from Neteller. Neteller is a competitor to PayPal. Now, I don't have a problem, per se, with PayPal. I use their services all the time. They're our primary provider of AMP funds. The AMP program wouldn't happen if it weren't for PayPal. I would like to see more competitors. I would like to see more people offering the same services that PayPal does, so PayPal lowers their rates and becomes more of a friendly company. Initially, actually, PayPal was founded by a libertarian. The guy who created PayPal was a self-avowed libertarian. He, of course, ended up selling his company after the federal government cracked down on him and attempted to impose regulations on him. He threw up his hands and essentially sold the company to eBay. So it's not run the same way it originally was. But nonetheless, there are a lot of people that are angry with PayPal and how they do business, and there's certainly some questionable things that they do. Thankfully, I haven't encountered any of them yet, but a number of people have, and so other competitors have started springing up. Google has gotten into the game. They're now doing Google Checkout, is what it's called. But Google Checkout, at this point, is only for certain approved merchants, and you can't use it for recurring payments like we do with our AMP program. So I'm still sort of looking for other alternatives. Neteller is another popular international transaction provider or transaction processor on the Internet, and that's what this story is about. Two of their executives arrested by the United States government and being brought up on charges. What are the charges? Does the article mention that, Mark? The story?
No, it was laundering, I guess, is what
money laundering?
Yeah, they pretty much accused these guys of.
Which is absurd, because all they were doing was providing credit card processing for gambling websites. Yeah, and that's just probably one chunk of the total business volume that they do. Their total business is to just pay and be paid to process payments.
Mm-hmm.
So some people use them for processing their credit card payments for the gambling websites. But as a result, federal authorities have now picked them up.
Yeah, these are former board members of NetTeller. Lefebvre and Lawrence have also conceded in the company's offering documents that they were risking prosecution by the U.S. government, he said. Prosecutors said NetTeller in 2005 alone processed more than $7.3 billion in financial transactions, 95% of which was derived from money transfers involving Internet gambling. Lawrence and Lefebvre both charged with conspiring to transfer funds with the Internet to promote illegal gambling could face a maximum of 20 years in prison.
Jeez.
If convicted.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah, pretty much. There's another article that basically says that John Lefebvre was a great philanthropist and principled enough to fight this with his fight out against this. So
he is not going to plea out?
They don't know. At this point, but it's just an article that says so.
So essentially, they arrested these two guys because they happened to cross into the U.S. Virgin Islands. Or
one was in the Virgin Islands, one was in Malibu, California.
Okay, so if you are involved in online gambling in any way, even if you're just the transaction processor, don't set foot in the United States because they're looking for you.
Yeah.
And they are going to arrest you and throw you in a cold jail cell because you did someone the service of providing a credit card process. This is so nuts, Mark. What this country is doing.
It's sad.
It's very anti-freedom, very anti-free market.
Is how they talk about these guys being, these guys are terrible criminals, as though they didn't just outlaw Internet gambling last year.
Mm-hmm.
Please, you're acting like people weren't doing this 12 months ago, and they were. So I just don't know how it is and how people can believe it. I mean, are their memories that short?
People can believe that they're criminals?
Yeah.
I don't know if people believe it. I don't even know if people are paying attention to this. I mean, this isn't probably front page news.
Yeah, you didn't know about it, then.
Someone obviously brought it to your attention, I presume.
That's correct.
Because that's how you get all your prep. You don't actually go and do any prepping.
I don't have to.
I know.
Listeners send me all kinds of great articles.
And so somebody stumbled across the story and said, hey, Mark and Ian would be interested in this. And we are. But this didn't make front page. This didn't splash across the headlines at abcnews.com mm-hmm. tonight. I mean, this is no one news. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody even knows who NetTeller is.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's unfortunate. And this is going to continue because the online gambling crackdown has only just begun. Just as the online obscenity crackdown has only just begun as well. We talked about a story out of Tennessee earlier tonight where they're looking at passing a law that's going to ban Girls Gone Wild commercials from mm-hmm. television. And that's just one arm of this whole obscenity insanity that we have in this country, where the federal government in 2005 and 2006 had started bringing lawsuits against porn producers. Because why? Well, because they were raping people in their pornos? No. Because it was snuff films? No. Because they made porn, and somebody in the federal government is on a crusade to put a stop to it.
You know, they produce a product that somebody wants to buy, lots of people want to buy, and somehow or another the government thinks that they can step in between that and prevent it from happening. And they're not going to prevent it. They're only going to drive the price up.
Right. They're going to make it
more
difficult.
People hurt in the process.
The same thing with the porn and the same thing with gambling. Because porn's not going away. If you outlaw porn, it's just going underground, and then you are going to see people get raped. And then you are going to see people get murdered in the porn.
You are.
Because there's not going to be any traceable way to find the producers at that point. You're going to see porn become more violent, more degrading. And you're going to, in the same way with the gambling's going to become more dangerous. Because the online gambling addicts, the ones that are supposedly the ones that the people that the politicians are supposedly looking to help.
Right.
They're the ones that aren't going to stop. Yeah, you might make it inconvenient for the occasional dabbler, the occasional, you know, husband or wife that decides to sit down and spend $15 at some online blackjack.
And they may, you know, decide rather than face the wrath of the law that it might just be easier to get their tickets to the, you know, Sun Cruise or whatever cruise company.
Or just forget about it. Watch some poker on TV. Or get together with their friends and play some penny poker. Do some real-life gambling.
Sounds realistic.
Or real poker.
But they're going to gamble in all likelihood. They're just going to, you know, change their patterns.
But the point is, the real gamblers, the ones that are into it, they aren't going to stop for some silly little federal law. Just like pot smokers don't stop smoking pot and other drug users don't stop using drugs because there's laws against it. They'll just go around the laws. And they go to the black market. And that's what you're going to see here. You're going to see more websites popping up that are going to make it easier for people to gamble on their sites, but at the same time, they're also going to be more questionable. They're also going to be more dangerous. And that's not good, because then people's credit cards are going to be put in financial jeopardy, and then they're going to complain about it when something happens, when they get scammed online. They're going to complain. They're going to call their congressman. I was gambling.
And that's
going to
make gambling that much more dangerous in people's minds.
Right.
As though it was the gambling companies that caused this and not the government.
Yep. And so the government authorities are going to point it out and say, look what we've been trying to prevent.
We've been telling you, people.
These criminals have been trying to take your money for years on the Internet, and you continue to go and patronize their businesses.
Gambling online causes crime. Yep, they just say that crap, and people believe it.
How far off are we before we've got anti-gambling commercials on television? We've already got the anti-drug commercials. Whatever you do, don't click on the gambling links. Whatever you do, don't give them your credit card information, or you might mortgage your house in order to purchase your next round of chips. I don't know. I don't know how the sensationalism would go. I don't know what sort of lies they would inject into the
argument. But there would be sensationalism, and there would be lies.
Yep. 800-259-9231, and there's definitely less freedom now than there was last year. And you can expect more of the same to continue. More on the way. This is your show, Zero Tolerance. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned and operated since 1947. Earth friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, your show. Only moments remain, though. Still enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give away all the features that you'll find there that we do ask that you support the show voluntarily by voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you just a minute. All you need is an email address, and it makes a big difference for us when you vote for the show because your votes total up to keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world, which is where we currently are. And us being in the top 10 podcasts helps bring new listeners to the program. Meaning new internet listeners will find the message of freedom and liberty, and that's important. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com and get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get more information. And to get registered, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Well, it's been a little while, Mark, since we've had a bad... or good, whichever way you want to look at it. Good as in entertaining, bad as in, well, your rights are being flushed down the drain. Zero tolerance story, and I've got two of them.
Mm.
This one from the AP, Portsmouth. 17-year-old Patrick Egan often spends a week whittling a single arrow, and he's learning to make chainmail armor by hand, which is a time-consuming task. I used to have a roommate who did that.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to crimp each little...
each circle.
Circle
yeah.
into several other circles. I don't know.
And then turn it into something. Anyway, so when it came time to submit a senior yearbook photo, he selected a snapshot of himself wearing chainmail and slinging a prop sword over his shoulder. Portsmouth High School rejected the photo, citing a zero-tolerance policy for weapons. Now, again, he didn't actually have the sword at school. It was just a photo of him.
Really?
And Egan and his family sued, claiming the school was violating his right to free speech. But Egan and others who spend their free time sword fighting and feasting on medieval-style meals also wonder why the school would discourage his passion for a hobby that they say offer tens of thousands of people a way to learn about history through hands-on experience. It's no different than wanting to appear in a Boy Scout uniform, said Tamara Griggs, a spokeswoman for the Society for Creative Anachronism, a group of 35,000 dues-paying members that stage mock battles, learn arts like calligraphy, and conduct demonstrations in shopping malls. Egan belongs to the organization. During this kind of like, essentially, they remind me, at least, of Civil War reenactors.
Yeah, know? I mean, they are. It's essentially medieval, warrior reenactors.
People that just really get into history. During the winter, the Society holds one-on-one combat events at churches and schools. In better weather, regional groups called kingdoms rent campgrounds and stage epic battles with as many as 1,000 soldiers per side. That's a big battle. Portsmouth principal... Robert Littlefield said allowing a student to brandish a weapon in his senior portrait was against school policies. The school isn't obligated to provide a forum for every student's outside interests, he said. Littlefield said, I don't see our action as discouraging anyone's hobby.
I don't see our yearbook as a vehicle where we guarantee everyone an opportunity to broadcast their hobby to our audience. But, sir, this is a government school. And in a government school, the rules should be a little more lax as far as what can go into the school yearbook. In that it's your senior page. The whole purpose behind a senior page, as I understand it, is that you can show who you are. You can show your interests.
Well,
show photos of things that you enjoy. Family members, friends, that sort
of thing.
What
if you were an archery student?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you be allowed to show your bow and arrow?
Apparently not.
You say apparently, but I think you would. I'll bet you there's been several senior pages with archers on it.
I don't know about that. I don't think they actually have classes for archery anymore, Mark.
Maybe not in school, but
right.
it's a hobby that's not uncommon, and some boys are into it. I think that
why in your mind would they allow an archer but not someone with a sword strapped to his
because
back?
Archery is more commonly accepted. You know, it's a Boy Scout thing, and I think that they would definitely allow that rather than, you know, the sword carrying.
Yeah,
stuff
but we've seen stories about school pictures in the past, or at least one, where a gentleman was holding a rifle. And what's the difference between a rifle range and an archery range? They didn't like the guy with the rifle. I don't see why they would like the guy with a bow and arrow. But that's your suggestion. We've never seen the case, so we can't really comment. Littlefield, the principal, or the ACLU, which filed the suit in federal court in December, calls the zero-tolerance policy inconsistent. It points out that the school's mascot, a patriot, is sometimes shown carrying a weapon.
That's an excellent point.
A federal judge asked the state education commissioner to offer a recommendation in the case. He's expected to do so within weeks. Egan came to the society through his mother, Heidi, who sews and sells reenactment clothing to medieval fans. They really appreciate people researching things, whether it's textiles to armor or food and any of the skills that would have been applicable, she said. She said she learned to spin wool through the organization. She said the high school's decision sends a bad message about free thinking and individuality and could conceivably lead to the school to ban masterpieces like Shakespeare's Macbeth, which depicts a fatal stabbing. Now, that's not likely. The school's not going to ban violent works from the English classroom. They just don't want pictures of weapons in their yearbook. So I don't see it going that far. But I see where she's coming from. She says the schools have gotten so into standardization that they're starting to push it on the kids. Ed Morrill, hey, guess what, sweetie? It's been going that way for decades. They've been pushing one-size-fits-all mentality on students ever since the beginnings of government schooling. Ed Morrill of New York, a regional director whose society alter ego is Viscount Edward Ziffran of Gendy, called the group a very good place for someone to come and learn something new. Morrill, who began attending society events in 1973, said a lot of people don't understand the group's appeal, but he does. It's not your father's organization. It's something that's different, but something that is socially acceptable. Society member Nicole Toscano understands the passion that would make someone pose for the yearbook in armor. The student at Simmons College in Boston joined the society at age 7 and works out to keep fit for mock sword fights.
Man, and carrying that armor around, I would assume.
She says, it's just like any other sport or any martial art. I enjoyed doing it just like I was playing football, said Toscano, who also practices calligraphy. Again, Agan, who is considering joining the military after graduating this year, said he'll likely opt for a pink tuxedo, not armor, to wear to his senior prom. Now, I wonder about this zero-tolerance policy, if indeed the policy is that no weapons are allowed. Well, what about a martial artist? I mean, those hands, those fists, those legs, those are deadly weapons.
In some states and municipalities, they're considered deadly weapons.
Right. So what if there's somebody posing in his martial arts outfit?
That's even better than coming up with the archery thing. I hadn't thought of that.
That one they would probably allow in.
Yeah.
But it's very clear that he's posing with his deadly weapons.
It's after all, a martial art.
In the meantime, the young man plans to take part in more reenactments. He says, I've actually been talking to a knight to become a squire, said he. 800-259-9231. Do you have any examples of zero-tolerance insanity? If so, want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. I've got another one. This one from CBS2 in Chicago. Plainfield, Illinois. A 13-year-old Plainfield boy and his parents are stunned and outraged after the teen found a gun in school and turned it in. The authorities then expelled him.
God.
CBS 2's Dana Kozlov reports Ryan Morgan's parents and supporters attended the school board meeting Wednesday night to try to fight the expulsion. They believe the punishment and the subsequent alternative school option are not the proper responses to a mistake made by a teenage boy. Apparently the mistake was to turn in the gun.
Yeah.
He'd have been fine if he just put it in his backpack and went about his day.
Yeah, carried it around with him.
Ryan Morgan, who's 13, says he pocketed a pellet gun that he and a friend found in their school's bathroom to keep people safe. It was a pellet gun. Morgan's mother says a short time later, Morgan gave the gun to Troy Middle School's assistant principal. I told you that maybe that wasn't the best decision to remove that gun, but it did lead you to finding the culprit. He was arrested, and to put my son in alternative school, he has no behavior problems, his mother said. The Morgans say there was no reasoning with the principal or the school superintendent. He said the board can give your son a full 2-year expulsion. I'm asking you not to go before them, Audrey Morgan said. They went anyway, saying they had nothing to lose, only to see the meeting minutes already recommend expulsion. Roy Morgan says he can't accept that, but accepts his son's decision. He said, I'm going to turn this in, and you know what? I commend my son for making that decision. It was the right decision, he said. School board officials issued a statement Wednesday night saying that, due to confidentiality reasons, they can't discuss the specifics of this case, but that, quote, purposeful possession of weapons is a serious offense and deserves careful consideration by the administration and the school board, unquote.
So he just bound it and turned it in?
Found a gun in the bathroom, turned it in.
God, and then they're going to...
Expulsion.
That's ridiculous.
He's lucky he's not being charged with a crime at this point.
He's lucky?
The way the country is today?
It's nuts.
The way the government is today, yeah, it is nuts. And this is how it works. So, kids, here's the lesson. You learn the lesson here tonight on Free Talk Live. If you find a weapon at school, best to just leave it where it is.
Yeah, for God's sakes, don't tell anybody.
Right. Don't tell anybody that you know where it is, because if you tell somebody, they'll think you're the one who put it there.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that anyone else, any other school board official would think that this was sane, but here it happened.
It's just zero tolerance is insanity, and the people in charge of government schools have been infected with insanity. And you need to get your kids out. If they're in government schools, do what you can to get them out as soon as possible. Been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime. Join us at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.